Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a full-service podcast studio.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories in the business world.
So now it's time for intellectual property news, and we have an interesting case. We're going to be talking about a case here that is actually a criminal case. Normally, intellectual property doesn't involve crimes, but we're going to be talking a little bit about the Gilgo Beach killings. And of course, that's been quite the attention grabber here on the East Coast.
I'm not sure everyone knows what it was.
Well, why don't you tell them?
I'll tell them briefly. So there was this beach along, I guess, the river, and the name of it was Gilgo Beach, and a family had lost their daughter. They couldn't find her. She was a prostitute. And they kept looking and kept looking. Finally, her body was found in Gilgo Beach. And as they looked, they found many more bodies of prostitutes who had been killed and dumped there. They looked and looked, and they've identified a guy that they think did it. Now, I don't think he's been convicted yet.
No, his name is Rex Huerman, and he's an architect out on Long Island. It turns out that he conducted an interview with Antoine Amira, who had a YouTube channel, and this is the only interview that he did. And apparently Antoine Amira posted it and got a tremendous amount of attention. And then Netflix, as part of a documentary, basically copied the interview. It was only 47
seconds. They didn't copy it. They took it and inserted it, right?
Right. They took it and put it in their documentary on the Gilgo Beach killings. The question is, well, were they entitled to do this?
Well, he's suing them, right?
Yeah. Antoine is suing them, and he's pointing out that other content creators, other film companies, contacted him about the interview and asked for a license to it, and Netflix never did. They just took the content and they put it in their documentary. So he's claiming copyright infringement. And I guess the question is does Netflix have a fair use defense, right? So fair use, you're entitled to use others' copyright material if you're, you know, doing a news story, or if you're educating people, or if there's some sort of parody involved. You're entitled to use somebody's copyrighted material, but only for a limited type of purpose. And so I guess I'd like to ask our panel, what do you think about this situation? And what do you think, you know, do you think Netflix has any kind of defense? So why don't we start with Jen Rafferty? Jen, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this.
My thoughts are going to be really short. I don't have enough information to have a strong opinion about this, which is why I have an IP lawyer myself. So as an entrepreneur, whenever I have questions about IP, I call him. He's great. Get yourself an IP lawyer.
All right. That's pretty good. Whitney, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I do need more information, but my first thought is Netflix is such a huge platform and they're making money off of users subscribing to use that platform. So I don't know how big the original interviewer was, but I could see easily if it's a small content creator that's doing these interviews, why it would be important to have credits, be paid for the license to use the information. I can see that side of it. I also think that Netflix is bringing awareness to the case. And if he doesn't have a decision on whether he's guilty or not yet, maybe they can get some like outsider's opinion.
You raised a good point. Even if it's kind of educational, it's a documentary, right? So they're broadcasting facts. Even if it's educational, you know, they're still making money off of the whole broadcast and the process. So they're not doing it just to put it out there in the public and educate the public. They're doing it to get more views for Netflix, right? So I'm thinking that Netflix might have a tough time with this, but maybe Kenny Lang has different thoughts.
I would echo the similar sentiment of just wanting to know more information. They took it from a YouTube video. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So did they credit the interviewer in the Netflix?
I'm not sure that they did. To a certain extent, crediting the interviewer does not get you off the hook for copyright infringement, right? So you actually need the permission of the content creator. I don't have that information in front of me, but it probably wouldn't factor in too much into a court's eventual decision.
No, but from the standpoint of if I'm the interviewer, if I got credited in a Netflix documentary, I would be promoting the absolute mess out of that. And I would be a lot less worried. I mean, if you're just trying to get your one payday, because now what you're going to do, so taken from the entrepreneurial side, like, again, I'm not a lawyer, not going to pretend to be. If you want, I could ChatGPT something that sounds smart. But if I'm an entrepreneur and I'm trying to establish a brand online around my skills as an interviewer, as a storyteller, and, you know, I have, let's just say, 500 subscribers or something like that, which is not bad, but it's not like at the upper echelon of attention. Netflix credits me, or I get to say, point, my footage original, they took it. If I'm suing them, and whether I win or not, I probably just lost a lot of opportunities to do business with other bigger media outlets. Because the chances that you turn into your own massive media outlet is slim to none. And like, you're going to get either bought and shelved or something else. And then if you say, hey, I just want credit, or you can point to that and you say, hey, look, my stuff is so good that Netflix took it for this documentary. I'm doing some other things. Does Netflix, does Prime, does Hulu, does all these, you know, the 17 different streaming services that someone could subscribe to. Would you also like an interview? Could I shoot something for you? So if I'm trying to build a career, I could get precious about my 47 seconds. It'd be different if it was a 47 minute documentary that they took and republished as their own, but you took a clip, bro.
So you're taking a pretty practical approach to this and not looking at it so much legally, but maybe as an opportunity to generate more interest in your business, which I think is pretty interesting. It is interesting that sometimes in the entertainment world, people do file lawsuits just for the publicity of filing a lawsuit, right? You see that with celebrities quite a bit. And, you know, maybe this is part of the reason why he's filing it. Although, if he didn't get any compensation out of it, then maybe he's looking for that too. But you raise a great point. We have to take another commercial break. Don't forget, we have Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind coming up soon. And if you have an idea or invention that you want to protect, contact us at Gear Heart Law. We work with entrepreneurs worldwide to help them through the entire process of obtaining patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can visit learnmoreaboutpatents.com or learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for a free consultation, and you can download your Entrepreneur's Quick Guide to Patents or Trademarks and schedule a free consultation with a Gear Heart Law attorney.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gear Heart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearheartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.